Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Let me from the outset thank High Commissioner Grandi and Deputy High Commissioner Clements and their staff for the work that they do in leading and coordinating international action for the worldwide protection of refugees and the resolution of refugee problems. The European Union would like to provide some of our indications of our support for the year ahead. Due to the operational financial rules, as you know, we cannot provide a firm pledge for 2017, but we are grateful for the opportunity to outline key operational priorities for humanitarian aid and international protection. The recent adopted EU budget for 2017 sets the starting level of commitments for humanitarian aid at 936 million and the volume of the emergency aid reserve at 315 million. Last year, the European Union initiated a new instrument for emergency support inside Europe that will reach some 198 million in 2017. Also in 2017, the European Union humanitarian aid will continue to focus on supporting the most in need. Traditionally, more than 70% of our humanitarian budget has been used to address forced displacement situations. And we will continue to honour our commitment made at the London Conference in supporting Syria and the region and focus on the urgent needs of the populations affected by the Syrian crisis. The impact of the Syrian crisis on Turkey will continue to present a major challenge. The envelope for the refugees in Turkey will amount to minimum 1 billion in 2016-2017, to be implemented mainly through the emergency social safety net, aiming at reaching up to 1 million refugees in the country. The European Union will continue advocating for the protection and humanitarian access to all populations in need and provide principled humanitarian assistance to affected populations in Iraq and Yemen. In Africa, man-made crises have created an extremely volatile and rapidly evolving dynamic. These include the conflicts in South Sudan, resulting in more than 1 million refugees in the region, as well as DRC, Burundi, Somalia, CAR, Mali, Libya, and the Lake Chad region. The recently adopted Commission Communication Lives and Dignity from Aid Dependence to Self-Reliance elaborates a new development-led approach to prevent forced displacements from becoming protracted and to gradually end dependence on humanitarian assistance in existing displacement situations by fostering self-reliance and access to livelihoods. This approach is very much in line with the comprehensive refugee response framework adopted by the New York Declaration. New funding instruments, such as the EU Trust Fund for Africa and Madad Trust Fund, have been increasingly used to foster access of refugees and other displaced populations to labour markets, as well as social services of host countries. For 2017, the UNHCR initial budget indicates needs reaching unprecedented 7.3 billion. In the face of growing humanitarian needs, we will continue to make the case for sufficient and dedicated funding, while at the same time call for the most efficient use of these resources to improve their impact in order to make sure that European Union assistance is delivered in the most cost-effective way possible. Implementing the grand bargaining commitments by all stakeholders represents a unique opportunity to achieve this goal, and we thank the UNHCR for their efforts in this regard. We also look forward, therefore, to a continued close cooperation with UNHCR on the response to humanitarian needs of refugees and IDPs and their protection, as well as the promotion of doable solutions for affected populations. Once again, let me thank you, High Commissioner, for the leadership you have shown in 2016. We look forward to see the same in 2017, and we stand ready to help wherever we can. Thank you very much.